Comfort ye my people, says your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Yes. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, said the Lord. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
Christian men rejoice. We'll sing together. You don't need to stand for this one.
Good Christians all rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. All sin has before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. The Christians now rejoice with hearts and souls.
What would be, I like it a little bit below my mouth. Just, is this all right? Okay.
Thank you. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten, and God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed.
Shall we stand as we sing Joy to the World? You can't sit and sing this song. It's too joyous.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
How will these things be, seeing I have not known a man?
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. A wondrous thing has come to me, for here I am with child, though no man I have known as yet, a virgin undefiled. But what will Joseph think of me? Will he suspect the worst? If he should turn me thus away, I feel my heart would burst. And will my Joseph trust me still? Will he believe my story? That God's own angel came to me with bright and dazzling glory? And who am I to be so blessed? I'm but a humble maid. That God would send his only son, who is in my womb, is laid. My soul does magnify the Lord, his handmaid I've become, to carry out his mighty plan until his work is done. Then take me, Lord, and use my life to raise your son for thee. And may I glorify for you, and may I glorify your name in all I say and do.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus.
When Mary broke the news to me that she was then with child, my heart revolted at the thought that she had been defiled. I did not wish to humble her, exposing her to all, but thought to put her thus away to minimize her fall. And then one night I had a dream that came from God above, directing me to take as wife this Mary whom I loved. The baby thus conceived in her was he who was to be the Savior promised to us all from God's eternity. With humble heart I married her and waited for the day. The honor would be granted me to guide him on his way. Yet, as he grew, the roles reversed. 'Twas he who guided me, and modeled by the life he lived, God's vast eternity.
Thank you. If I had been a shepherd boy so very long ago, and camped on old Judea's plain with shepherd's rod in tow, I wonder how I would have felt upon that special night when all the starry heavens glowed with shining angels bright. I wonder how I would have felt to hear those angels sing as they announced the Savior's birth, which caused the hills to ring. I'm sure my skin would tingle there, but not because of cold, but for the joy of such a sight and of a sound so bold. I know I would have followed them, those starlit angels bright, right through the streets of Bethlehem and onward in the night, until at last I found him there, the precious Lamb of God, who willingly his home forsook to walk this earthly sod. On seeing him, I'd bow my head in awe at one so sweet. In eagerness, I'd press right in, my little Lord to greet. I'd wonder at those tiny hands which on my own would wind, and feel in them the touch of God to heal the sick and blind. I'd marvel at the cooing sounds ascending from his throat, remembering his calm commands when in a sinking boat. I'd look into those baby eyes and see a gentle light, which even now can comfort me within the darkest night. Although I cannot travel back to old Judea's place, I'm anxious for the moment when I see him face to face. And when at last he comes again, I know I'll shout for joy and revel in his coming like that little shepherd boy.
and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Let us sing together as a congregation, We Three Kings.
Perfect light. Boy, I'm impressed that you've gone through all this music and nobody needed a music stand. We're having our Christmas program over at the Turning Point Church today, so I raced over here just in time. I'm glad to be able to be a part of yours, too. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Yeah, maybe so. Perfect. Okay, that's good. All right. Sweet baby Jesus, close your weary eyes and hide yourself in faithful dreams before you live your life and slip away to heaven and rest in gentle peace evermore to waken your soul to keep, 'cause your feet will walk on water and your eyes will pierce the dark and your heart will save the souls of men. Your hands will bear the scars. Sweet baby Jesus, for now your time has come to heal the wounded leper and to calm the raging storms with perfect steps. Your feet will walk on water and your eyes will pierce the dark and your hearts will save the souls of men. Your hands will bear the scars. Sweet baby Jesus, my Father, child, beneath this broken cross of sin, stained with man's denial, and though you now are breathless, with thorns upon your head, your body has been broken, so your children can be fed. Your feet will walk on water and your eyes will pierce the dark and your heart will save the souls of men. Your hands will bear the scars, 'cause your feet will walk on water and your eyes will pierce the dark. The souls of men, and your hands will bear the scars.
Why did he come, this godlike man, this son of destiny, who took upon himself the woes of man's infirmity? Why did he come, this Lamb of God, from earth's foundation slain, this wondrous child of maiden mile who in her womb had lain? Why did he lay his robes aside, which spoke of royal power, exchanging them for swaddling clothes appointed for the hour? What motivation brought him forth, earth's dusty roads to tread, or gave him joy the sick to raise from off their cheerless beds? For this he came and left his throne, to save from desperation the souls whose hearts and minds were bound by sin and desecration, to bear our griefs, to feel our pain, to understand rejection. He came to forge the broken chain that severed our connection. He kept his Father's sacred law, instructing us to follow. He filled with love the empty hearts which once were cold and hollow. He came in all humility to show us how to live, proclaiming that the rule of life is not to take, but give. He then fulfilled our destiny upon the cruel cross, to bear the pain our folly wrought, redeeming us from loss. O blessed child of Bethlehem, O man of destiny, whose blood-stained path from manger winds to lonely Calvary. O wash us in your precious blood and purify our souls that we may praise your holy name while years of bliss unroll. In closing, we will be singing, "We Have This Hope, Which Only God Could Provide." And I wanted to remind you, too, that Lemmy Beth and the choir, the cantata, will be presented tonight at the Glide Church. So if you'd like to hear that again, you're welcome to go and visit them. What time is that, Lemmy? 6 o'clock. So would you stand with me as we sing, "We Have This Hope"? Pastor will close with prayer.